CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Former President Donald Trump posted tonight that he has agreed to a debate with Vice President Harris on Fox News. Harris previously said she was ready to debate on Fox. Right now, though, she's busy interviewing potential running mates, as CBS's Robert Costa reports.
The contenders include Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who went on the attack against Donald Trump's running mate.
J.D. Vance is a total phony baloney. He is the most inorganic candidate I think I have ever seen on the national stage.
Harris officially secured enough delegate votes in a virtual roll call Friday to become the Democratic presidential nominee. A controversial plea deal has been revoked by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The deal reached earlier this week with accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others meant life in prison, no death penalty. The announcement by the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, infuriated some 9/11 families. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
I'm sure he's listening to the victim's family, and he can always change his mind down the road, but it went up to the top and he said this deal is not one he's going to make. It involved 9/11, the biggest attack on America when it came to terrorism.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The approach of Tropical Storm Debbie has warnings up across parts of Florida and the Southeast this weekend. CBS News Miami's Ted Scouten tells us how South Florida is getting ready.
Vacuum trucks are all over the place, getting debris and clogs out of storm drains. And the South Florida Water Management District is lowering canal levels to increase room for runoff. The hope is that we won't see flooded homes and roads. Police with a warning, though, for drivers. If you see a flooded road, don't risk it.
Flooding is the major potential danger from Storm Debbie. With the U.S. gaining fewer jobs last month than expected, and with the unemployment rate edging higher, Wall Street saw all three major indexes ending Friday trading deeply in the red. CBS News correspondent Jolene Kent says investors are worried the Federal Reserve has been too slow to begin paring back those high interest rates.
We were there at the Federal Reserve, and the Fed held rates steady, and critics are now saying a September rate cut could be too little too late. Senator Elizabeth Warren called out Fed Chair Powell, saying he, quote, made a serious mistake, adding that he needs to cut rates now, not wait 6 weeks.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
There is a new advance reported in fighting cancer.
Australian scientists have discovered the mechanical properties of some tumours that prime cancer cells, which in turn spread to other organs of the body.
What this is doing is it's actually allowing us to target these cells using some therapies that are already being trialled.
Professor Thomas Cox, who says the new information paves the way for new treatment options, as older methods don't work.
Really, there's not many therapy options.
There's hope the breakthrough discovery may also apply to other diseases. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Aerosmith says they're retiring from touring because of 76-year-old frontman Steven Tyler's vocal cord injury. A statement from Aerosmith says a full recovery is not possible, adding, "A final thank you to you, the best fans on planet Earth. Play our music loud, now and always. Dream on, you've made our dreams come true." Michael Toscano.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Mostly clear tonight to a low near 70. Sunny, hot, humid, and a high in the mid-80s tomorrow. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High again mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
You gave a promise. Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Tell me. everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
J-N.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I don't.
a single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to receive. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye.
Just the Robinson's affair. I don't know if I take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. I'm a no-no. I'm a no-no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Turn around, come on, hold it. Hey, you give me love and I feel all right.
I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me.
I keep
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Former President Donald Trump posted several hours ago that he's accepted an offer from Fox News to debate Vice President Harris. Harris had said last month that she was ready for a Fox debate, but there has been no official response. In a virtual roll call, Democratic delegates voted to select Harris as the party's nominee for president Friday, coming as she's in the final stage of choosing her running mate.
This has all been condensed for Vice President Harris because her time as nominee is very condensed given the way this all played out. But we do know that her team has been vetting six candidates who seem to be on that shortlist, that upper tier. That's not to say there aren't more than six people.